something very interesting just happened in the bond market that I want to talk to you guys about. Now, this video is geared to mostly mortgage professionals, but if you're a realtor and you're a consumer out there looking to buy your first house, this is going to be right in your wheelhouse as well. Okay, so you guys know how I feel about the national debt. Well, today we had a huge bond auction. It was $25 billion worth of bonds came to auction. My biggest concern was we know we're just staggered in debt. But are investors going to buy the debt, the national debt that we have, or are they going to deem that they need much higher interest rates to buy this debt? So I want to show you something surprising, and it was even surprising to me today. So let's get over to it. Headline news right here is where mortgage rates are. Mortgage rates are starting to ease, but they're going to ease much more based on today's data. What is that data? It's right through here. Okay, the first thing that came out this morning, and I do this report every day. Let me see if I can blow this up for you a little bit. Initial jobless claims. Okay, so the markets applauded today when the initial jobless claims came in much higher than they were anticipated. So if you see the numbers right above my head, the previous number was 208,000 people filed for first-time claims. It was expected to uptick to 210. It actually went to 231. Okay, that was a surprising number. And then as you see continued claims right through here, they're staying steady. There's not a lot of people are going back to work. Okay, so that was a concern, but that helped the markets because the Federal Reserve wants the unemployment rate to go to 4%. Then they're going to say that's going to cure inflation. Okay, let's take their word for it. So now let's look at how much debt the country is in. So if you look at the national debt clock, we're just printing this stuff. We don't have the money. So what happens when we don't have enough money as a country? Well, we have to get it financed. So we issue bonds. Okay, so today what we saw was a 30-year bond auction. That bond auction was $25 billion. And I was like, oh my goodness, what is this going to do to rates? Because we're flooding the market with debt. Okay, investors have to buy this debt, and there's a massive amount of it. So what my expectations were, investors are going to sit there, and they're going to demand higher yields to buy our debt. Well, look right through here. The previous auction deemed a 4.6, we'll just go 4.0, we'll round that, the 4.7 yield. Okay, this one came in at 4.6. Might not seem like much, but it's $20 billion. Okay, there's another thing that I want to discuss with you guys that a lot of people, and especially mainstream, just completely miss. It's how aggressive are investors buying this stuff. So what we want to do is we want to focus in on what's called the bid to cover ratio. Okay, so if you see this thing, it says the Treasury's wrapped up a third day of their three coupon bond auction Thursday with 25 billion sales of 30-year bonds that hit and was gobbled up by foreign investors. Here's the interesting part. The sales attracted bids worth $60 billion with a bid to cover of 2.41. Okay, so you might see, read that and say, okay, just ahead of a six-month offer auction that's averaged 2.38 and 2.37. So you may be thinking, okay, what in the world does that mean? Well, what that means is what's the appetite of investors to buy this stuff? Okay, you can see right through here, the higher the bid to cover ratio, the better, the more demand for these bonds. So the interesting thing is when you really break it down, here's the bid to cover ratio that we've seen over the last several years. And it goes back all the way to 1995. If you look at this, the bid to cover ratio lately has been right in line. And even though we have masses of debt coming to the market, the bid to cover ratio, the yields are actually staying pretty stable. And the demand or the buying of this stuff is pretty much showing that there's a big demand for it. That was surprising to me as well as a lot of other investors. So what is this doing for us? Well, right now we can look at right after this bond auction happened, let me show you what happened to the MBS market. And what the MBS market is basically a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, so what happens in bonds is what happens if there's not a lot of buyers for anything? Well, the prices keep coming down to a point that somebody buys it. Okay, what you're seeing right now is the prices are actually going up, and that's reflective right here. Okay, and this is a mortgage bond. So what this is telling us, mortgage bond prices just today alone went from here to here. So think of this as a stock. The price went from here to here. You'd be high-fiving everybody. What this means is we're going to have a pretty substantial rates, I guess, easing a little bit. I won't say substantial. I'll put it this way. You might see an eighth off of rates today. And a lot of you guys might say, okay, that's no big deal. What's a bigger deal if you look at the massive amount of debt that we're pumping out to the markets And this debt is actually getting serviced and purchased by a lot of foreign investors and in investors in the United States. And it's surprising to me as well as Wall Street, this cover bid to cover ratio is staying so, I guess, so good because of all the debt that we have. So my report today is basically just to teach you guys how the bond markets work, understanding the bond markets and understanding today what the bid to cover ratio is. So I hope you learned something today. If you did, please subscribe down below because I have many more videos like this coming out. Have a fantastic day. And this is nothing but good news for mortgage rates today. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Take care, folks.